last item on the agenda is the report of the due process oversight committee. Scott, you made a presentation. Maybe you can very briefly summarize your report.
Yeah, I will try to be very brief and not to repeat what I said before. We met yesterday, putting the due process handbook into action, and as I just mentioned a few minutes ago, looked through the technical agenda, heard reports, very comfortable that it's all in keeping with the due process handbook. Insurance project, we took a deep dive into, comfortable with that. The hedging project, this we took an exceptionally close look at the whole life cycle of this project, as I mentioned before, satisfactorily, well within the due process handbook, including the tricky issue of the scope of the proposed IFRS and the implications for those financial institutions that undertook macro hedging. So it's a very tricky one. There was one item that we had a lot of discussion about. It has to do with the use of a review draft, which has now a very limited purpose under the due process handbook. And we were, the review draft was used in the hedging program in 2011. And ultimately, we're satisfied that the process used was acceptable since the ISB published summaries of the private comment letters. But we recommended to the ISB that they consider using the more transparent protocol of the re-exposure draft in similar circumstances in the future, and they agreed with this. We, as I mentioned briefly, did a full deep dive on the post-implementation review process. That was all satisfactory. It's the first post-implementation review process under the new protocol. The one issue that has come up in this aspect, as well as in other projects that we've looked at, is some mechanism to allow respondents to remain anonymous while still, in order to speak with full candor, while still finding a way to routinize their feedback into the regular feedback protocol in a way that is, in fact, public. They experimented with some methodologies in the PIR of IFRS 8. We encouraged them to go further and to routinize it and have a standard procedure. As I said earlier, there are no correspondences received, and with that, I'll end my report.
Thank you very much. Any questions on this? Again, I see none. So that brings the meeting to its conclusion. Do you have any other business before we declare victory? Yeah, victory for the time being. No questions? Well, I thank you all. I again would like to thank Noriaki and wish him all the best for the future. And wish you all a safe way back home. And next meeting will be in Johannesburg. See you there. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. I would like to extend my thanks, I was about to forget this, to the staff for once again the perfect organization of this meeting. Thank you.